Welcome to your intermediate lesson on keeping long arrangements engaging in Ableton Live, specifically for drum and bass production. I'm excited to guide you through some techniques that will elevate your tracks and keep your audience hooked from beginning to end. Let's dive into what you can expect to learn today. By the end of this session, you'll create an engaging drum and bass arrangement that utilizes built-up dynamics, varied elements, and the effective use of devices and effects in Ableton. Are you pumped? Let's get those creative juices flowing. First things first, open a new project in Ableton Live. Set your BPM to around 174-175 beats per minute. This is the sweet spot for classic drum and bass. Start with a 4-bar loop for your main groove. This will serve as the foundation of your track. Now, let's create a basic drum pattern. Grab the drum rack and load up your core elements, think kick, snare, hi-hat, and some percussion sounds. For a simple but effective pattern, place your kick on beats 1 and 3, your snare on beats 2 and 4, and let those hi-hats play on every offbeat, or 16th notes. This creates a pulsating rhythm that drives energy right from the start. Once you've got your drums laid out, let's layer in some bass and melody. For your bass, a plugin like Serum or Analog will work wonders. Set your bass to a low frequency, around 40 to 80 Hz, and apply a low-pass filter to remove those higher frequencies. We're aiming for that deep, wobbly vibe. Now, for the melody, add a synth pad or a subtle stab. It shouldn't overpower. Think atmospheric and inviting. With your foundational elements in place, it's time to arrange the structure of your track. Start off with an intro lasting around 32 seconds, using a filtered version of your bass combined with that simple melody. Gradually introduce the drums to build anticipation. Next comes the breakdown, which should last about a minute. Here, strip down the drums to really emphasize the melodic elements. After this dynamic shift, it's time for the drop. This is where all the energy peaks bring back your full drum pattern and bass. You want to hit hard here. Follow that with a bridge that introduces new elements or sound effects to create tension, and wrap things up with an outro that smoothly fades out with those lush melodic and atmospheric elements. Now, let's talk about making those transitions and effects work to your advantage. Use automation creatively, gradually increase the filter cutoff over 16 bars leading up to the drop. And don't forget to incorporate risers. A white noise effect or a dedicated riser sample right before the drop can really heighten the excitement. Add some reverb to melodic elements for spaciousness, and throw in a bit of delay on your snares just before the drop. As we wrap this up, let's avoid some common mistakes. Repetition can be killer. Make sure you're not overly repeating the same patterns. Also, ensure your arrangement has highs and lows to create dynamic contrasts. And please, pay attention to your transitions. Smooth transitions using effects are crucial for maintaining flow throughout the track. For those of you interested in a darker, heavier vibe for your DNB, consider using distorted bass sounds and incorporating dark atmospheric pads and background noise. Experiment with tempo shifts, like slowing down during breakdowns for added tension. As a little practice exercise, try creating a 1-minute segment of your DNB track. Challenge yourself to include a unique drum fill in the first 16 bars. A contrasting element in the breakdown may be a vocal sample or some atmospheric noise, and 4 bars of automation leading into the drop. To recap today, you've learned how to keep your long DNB arrangements engaging in Ableton by crafting dynamic structures, employing transitions, and exploring darker sound elements for depth. Now, go out there, experiment, and keep those tracks rolling. I can't wait to hear what you come up with. Happy producing!